we are back. I'm having some video issues over here for the stream, so you might just get audio on my pretty little face when I play these YouTube clips, unfortunately. But we're just going to have to deal with that. But that's okay, because I got a hell of a guest on the line. I have Justin Martell of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth for the next 30 minutes, and then we have G. Edward Griffin. We're going to be playing some YouTube clips, including the new We Are Change confrontation with the Clintons, at least the first half, without the cursing, because the second half has a lot of cursing, apparently. And, you know, I'm just psyched up, Justin. I'm so excited to see so many people waking up to the Bilderberg Conference. Over 100 protesters out there right now. Of course, Alex Jones, Luke Radowski. But they're not going to be able to hide for much longer, are they, Justin?
I would say not. I mean, we've got, and I think that Alex's new documentary, Endgame, had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Let's play, I mean, it's only going to be audio, unfortunately, because the video feed, for some reason, isn't taking to my computer as I'd like. But I'm going to play your confrontation, the Student Scholars confrontation. I believe that's Eric Jackman doing that one.
Yep.
That's SST911.org, by the way, folks. Great organization for young folks. If you are in college and you're not part of a 9/11 truth group, this is the group to be a part of. He confronts Hillary Clinton about her attendance of a Bilderberg meeting, and she denies even knowing what it is. Let's play it.
That president is going to do what is necessary to take care of our country. And one of the
Senator Clinton, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you
Can
doing?
Can I ask you a quick question while you sign that?
Sure.
It was reported in June of 2006 you attended a meeting in Ottawa, Canada, the Bilderberg Group. Can you comment on that? What's going on at the Bilderberg meeting, and what do you guys talk about up there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I was reported you were up there, and people saw you up there. I just want to know what you guys talk about and meet about up there.
Sir, I don't know.
Why are they such top-secret meetings?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your husband went to a Bilderberg meeting, too. I'm just wondering.
There's the nod. Oh, yep.
I just want to know what happens at
this
meeting.
Well, since I wasn't there, I have no idea.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
There you go.
Catherine Clinton.
You sent me down the 9/11 family members who are still advocating for their investigation. That's idiot.
And there she is covering for her globalist masters. All right, let's play this. This is new to me. I'm going to play the first 2 minutes of this We Are Change confrontation with the Clintons. Again, I guess it gets a little filthy, so I'm not sure what we're in for, folks.
Do they talk about Bilderberg?
Yeah, this is a Bilderberg confrontation for Bill and Hill together again for the very first time. Let's play it up. All right, it's Alex Jones Show. We're going to play more of that on the other side, Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For Alex Jones, while he takes on the global elite in Chantilly, Virginia, Bilderberg 2008, and I got the little video feed working now, so we're going to play the little video feed here. We're going to play just that little Clinton part where he says, I haven't been there in 15 years! Really? Are you sure? 15 years? I just don't believe it. 15 years would mean when, Martel? Back in 93?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I know.
And we know he went before he became president, and we know he went in 99, right?
That's correct.
All right, so let's play this one more time.
Why is there no president?
He hasn't been there in 15 years. He can't tell us. And I want to play the rest of that clip, but unfortunately, it may be a little bit too graphic. So we're just going to have to fold on that and wait it
out. Well, so let's talk about this.
Yeah.
The Clintons and Bilderberg and the whole bit there. So clearly, in the video that we did where Eric Jackman asked about Bilderberg, Hillary Clinton's clearly lying. And it's apparent when she first denies knowing what Bilderberg is, and then when Eric says, your husband went there, and the viewers can see the video, but she nods and says, yup. And then the next thing she turns again and says, well, I couldn't tell you because I wasn't there. So you know what I mean? She first denies she doesn't know, and then she says, well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, and she knows damn well what the conference is, and she knows damn well it's elitist. Actually choosing what we're going to be subjected to in the next 12 months. I mean, this is a real meeting right here. This is where policy is set. What did you think? I don't know if you've been listening, but did you hear the Department of Justice actually ordered 125 Bilderberg 2008 engraved iPods from Apple, and they're upset because they're not going to be there on time?
What?
Yeah, no. Somebody from within Apple sent us an email this morning because they had to fill out the order. Over at Mac.com, and they were like, yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. So, you know, our tax dollars that fund the Department of Justice are put towards little toys for the elite. It's not like they can't afford their own iPod, but they want their little, they want their ice. They want their bling. They want their Bilderberg 2008 iPod, Justin.
How ridiculous.
Yeah, we're in some tough times, brother, when that is the case. Now, you've really gotten a lot of people over the years. But really, it's only been, 2 years since your inception?
Yeah, 2 years. I've been active for about 2 years, but we, Student Scholar, started in February of 2007. So a little over a year, about a year and a half, yeah.
And you've got in all the presidential candidates that are still in the race. You know, Hillary just dropped out, but she's still up for VP, possibly. She's thrown out the idea that maybe Obama's going to be assassinated. That's lovely. You talk to Obama. You talk to McCain, I think, on several occasions. And you guys just keep pumping out the hits, correct?
That's correct. We haven't had a new one in a while. The most recent one was the Dana Perino video.
Mm-hmm. Which was excellent, by the way. She's the White House press secretary, and she tried to say that your facts were, in fact, spin from the media. No, your facts were what I like to call facts.
I took her advice. I went back and I checked my facts. If people watch the video, Dana Perino meets the Student Scholars from 9/11 Truth. We just type, go into YouTube and type in Dana Perino 9/11. It's the first video that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that I did indeed heed her advice, went back, checked my facts, and you'll see that I posted every single thing as I'm asking her my question. I sourced every single thing, so you see the source as I say it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's definitely her who needs to go back and do the fact-checking. How she lectured me about spin. She goes, some of the things that you said that I know to be spin from the other side.
From the other side, like there's another side, right? First of all, we're not right and left.
Well, exactly. There's that, and then also, who is she to be lecturing me about spin? It's her job to spin.
Look at McClellan. He comes out and writes a book and says he had to lie for the White House, that they lied about the Iraq War. It's unbelievable. The last guy to hold her job. Oh, well, actually, the guy before Tony Snow. Let's get it right.
Yeah.
Tony Snow, ex-Fox News reporter, by the way, folks. Yeah, that's a good transition from Fox News to White House press secretary. He's going to be honest to us.
Exactly. And she was apparently so shaken up by my question that she accused the event organizers of setting her up to be sandbagged and said that she wanted to leave the campus. She was on my college campus. She said that she wanted to leave the campus immediately. She didn't, but that was her immediate reaction.
Wow. Well, Justin, let's take some phone calls. I got a bunch of callers on the line. I got G. Edward Griffin coming up at 2:30, and I know you're a smart guy. I know I've got one debunker on the line, so hopefully we'll get to him while you're on. Let's start with Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, are you with us?
Yeah. After one caller, a lot earlier, calling in and mentioning about, the beauty of the internet, being able to put all this information on YouTube and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that it just came to my mind, about something that Dave Van Kleist on the Power Hour, was telling a news story about how the corporations, are feeling so threatened about all this kind of information, being able to travel as freely as it is, over the internet, that, he was talking about them wanting to, in the future, wanting to package, all the, internet up in separate packages.
Well, what they're trying to do, you're talking about Internet 2, correct? They were talking about Internet 2, and what they're trying to do with Internet 2 is, all right, they already have the IBM ThinkPads now where you literally do a biometric thumb scan, and unless it's your thumb, you can't log on to the computer. Now, they want to put that on every keyboard in this country, and I'll tell you why. Because they want to control the Internet through a select few corporations and universities, and you and I, if we want a website, we'll be able to purchase a subdomain from these corporations/universities, and if they don't like our content, they're going to be able to pull it. It's fascism in every sense in the word. It is total and complete censorship, and we have to fight it before it really gets moving. I thank you for the call.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to Rick in Arizona. Rick, are you with us? All right, Rick dropped. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Justin, how's it going?
How's it going, guys?
All right, man.
All right, it's awesome that I actually got in right now because I just got an email a little while ago, or actually last night from Justin Martel to cancel a debate I had scheduled with him today at 7 p.m. But I'm sure he'll find time to reschedule that.
And Dan, what did I say in that email? I said, can we reschedule for Monday? So don't come on here.
No, he's going to be good. He's been pretty good the past couple of days. Absolutely.
I mean, don't try and make it look like I ran away. I've got a personal engagement that I have to take care of this evening that is a little more, you know, important than that. So.
And we all have lives outside of this, so go ahead and make your point, Justin.
My question relates to my question I asked you yesterday, and I noticed I do have a couple of quotes here from you. One is from the Abby Scott video.
Oh, here we go.
Where you do bring up, aside from the firemen, you do bring up in particular Controlled Demolitions Incorporated. And also in your follow-up apology to some of the statements that you made that day, you said, I was discussing how if a government job, if you have a government job, you want to keep it, a.k.a. Controlled Demolition Incorporated. You keep your mouth shut.
Hold on. My thing with that quote, no, that is a quote. But for instance, CDI, workers for CDI, are going to know what the signatures of a demolished building look like. So when they go and clean it up and they're told not to talk about deck cords if they find them, or they're told not to talk about the molten metal, they're not going to. I mean, Lizzo, I forget what his first name is, but Lizzo is really a mouthpiece. Mark Lizzo is just a mouthpiece for the administration. And as far as the firefighter comments, you know,
sure,
I just want to put it out there that a lot of these firefighters that did lose people did sign agreements not to sue the government, not to go to court, and just take the victim's compensation fund. And that is human nature, man. I mean, a disaster happens. They're offered this money and they're told, well, you have to sign this agreement form. Otherwise, you're not going to get the money. 90% of the people signed the agreement, and I think about 10% ended up going with lawsuits, but some of those lawsuits actually ended about 3 months ago, and they weren't even allowed to disclose the terms, I believe.
Sure, and that is something I'm aware of, but I just want to clear up, because I'm sure you're very familiar with laws against slander and libel, and on the InfoWars forum, there's a lot of anonymous slander going on, in particular about Controlled Demolitions Incorporated.
Sure, but hold on, there's a lot of anonymous slander going on every forum. I mean,
wanted you to clear up for the listeners that you do not think Controlled Demolition Incorporated knew anything or was an accessory after the fact to anything related to 9/11.
Well, I can't say that. After the fact, no, I think that they were an accessory after the fact, absolutely. Before the fact, I have no evidence of that, but these guys know what a demolition looks like. They were commissioned to come in there and clean it up. I think they knew damn well what happened. I'll disagree with you there, and I'll be the first to say I think they're an accessory after the fact. I think there's a lot of accessories after the fact, man. For instance, I don't think Giuliani was in any way, shape, or form part of the planning or the actual operation. But afterwards, there's no way that he couldn't have known something was up when he was getting phone calls from Dick Cheney on that morning to get out of the building because it was going to collapse. He went on. Peter Jennings said he got a phone call. Later on, you find out that Dick Cheney called him. He got on Barbara Walters 2020 and discussed this on the 16th. And then on top of all that, he was in World Trade Center Building 7 on the morning of 9/11. He was part of that initial crew. Absolutely was. He was part of that initial.
I just think that what a lot of people don't understand is how hurtful it can be when you even insinuate that the firemen had to sign something that would then in exchange.
But that's not an insinuation, man. That happened.
344 firemen died, if I'm not mistaken.
43, but yeah. No, you're right. 343 firefighters died, and I'm not trying to disgrace them at all.
For anybody to say that they, for any reason, would keep silent about absolutely anything that they know, whether that be from penalty of lawsuits, or whether that be for a penalty of life or death, because these are firemen.
I do think that a lot of those guys just went around and towed the party line. I mean, their audio tapes were out there. Their recollections were out there. Secondary explosions everywhere. I thank you for the call. I hope you call in tomorrow. We're with Justin Martell, Student Scholars.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Woo! It feels good. Feels good fighting the New World Order. I'm not going to lie. I hate these globalists with every essence of my being. And it is an honor to be subbing in for Alex Jones, the man, the myth, the legend, for these days while he calls in from Chantilly, Virginia, while these globalists, you know, plot out the next big oil crisis, the next big invasion, the next big false flag attack. Last time they were in Chantilly was, of course, 2002, the first Bilderberg meeting since 9/11. That's where they made the decision to go into Iraq in 2003, spread it out a little bit. And, you know, Justin, how do we fight these guys? Do we just continue going full on? Organizations like yours always give me hope, bro.
Well, I think that, I mean, obviously, I think that, you know, visibility, making it clear, because, I mean, until the last couple of years with, you know, the internet and everything really surging on there, I mean, you haven't had a lot of people aware of what the Bilderberg is. When I tell people about the Bilderberg, you know, they go, wow, that's messed up. I mean, awareness is the main thing. Because no one with a straight, you know, with like a straight face can possibly defend what's going on, as, you know, with the Bilderberg meetings.
Well, let me interrupt you there. There is a guy out there that loves to defend the Bilderberg group, knows that they're globalists. He did the My Adventures with Extremists special, the one where he helped Alex Jones infiltrate the Bohemian Grove. He followed Jim Tucker around, and this is back in, I want to say, 99-2000 is when he did this whole series. His name is John Ronson, and he went on CNN International talking about the Bilderberg Group, talking about the New World Order, how they want this global order, but he thinks it's a good thing, man. He's all positive about it. It's unbelievable. I mean, he literally
well,
helped
I mean,
Jim.
It's ridiculous. I mean, with a straight face. I mean, nobody. I
He's
mean,
got
no
a straight face, a very
seriously.
Dry straight face. No, he is dead serious.
Well, right? I mean, all I'm saying is it's ridiculous, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's doing is ridiculous. And it will appear ridiculous to most fair-minded viewers of his material. And, you know, it's funny because I see a lot, all the comments I see on the Hillary Clinton Bilderberg Group, the only negative ones I see is, well, she just said she didn't know what it was because she didn't feel like dealing with you guys because you always just disrupt events.
Well, it looks like you went up to her, you approached her in a civil manner, you asked her a real question, and she didn't want to answer it because she couldn't.
Yeah, you know, especially because she wasn't on the official guest list. I mean, she was spotted there, I believe.
Yeah, she was just there for some kind of a meeting, probably like Rumsfeld was in 2002. Let's keep taking callers before I got to let you go, Justin, and sure. Take in G. Edward Griffin, who's just an amazing author and speaker. I've been lucky enough to have dinner with him a couple times and watch his lectures on both the New World Order and the Federal Reserve, an amazing fellow. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
This goes out to the Bilderbergs. It's something they can put in their iPods, and it's for all the info warriors, and especially the ones there at Chantilly.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom! 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 Freedom!
I'm with you, man. 110%, brother.
Right.
Absolutely.
On, man.
And, you know, I hope that you're out there telling your friends about this stuff, copying videos, holding movie night. It's the way that we're going to defeat these globalists. All right, let's jump to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you doing, Jason? You
good?
Hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
How's it going? Great.
Good.
Look, the reason why I'm calling is you're talking about the Clintons and their constant, you know, twisting and lying and et cetera. And Alex posted, I don't know if you had a chance to read the article that I wrote on Dr. Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, Revealing a Call by Cecil Rhodes for American Union.
No, but I know all about you. That is in one of the lectures. We're going to get into that in about 10 minutes with G. Edward Griffin. But, yeah, the Rhodes group, it's a roundtable group, and they said if they were ever figured out, they would just change the name of their organization.
Well, not only that, they also called for an American Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Infowars.com right now, the article.
And
but
Carol
anyway,
Quigley, by the way, is Bill Clinton's mentor, for those that don't know. He was mentioned in both his inauguration speech and, I think, a separate speech after that. But, yeah, Quigley and Clinton were big time.
Absolutely. And then the article covers that also. But the reason why I'm following up on that and bringing it up to your attention is because in my article I talk about in 1968 Stroke Talbot, in 1968 received the Rhodes Scholarship along with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, after the article was posted at Infowars.com, someone went ahead and tagged on a letter in White House stationery written by Bill Clinton dated June 22nd, 1993. They scanned a copy of the letter. And guess what it says above all things? It's a letter, and I'm quoting from it, the annual Norman Cousins Global Governance Award, and Clinton writes, I am pleased to extend my warmest congratulations to my good friend, Stroke Talbot.
Well, you know, his wife also commended Walter Cronkite on that same award. They love the globalists. They are globalists, Joe. You know that. Keep up the good work, man. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be back with G. Edward Griffin. Justin, thanks for doing a half an hour with me, brother. SST911.org.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm subbing in for the week while he is down in Chantilly, Virginia at the 2008 Bilderberg Conference. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. My website is loosechange911.com. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are where you're going to find the latest and greatest articles about what's going down at Bilderberg. But I have a very special guest right now. I have G. Edward Griffin on the line. He is an accomplished author and speaker. I've been lucky enough to see his lectures on both the New World Order and the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking System. I've also been lucky enough to sit down and have dinner with the man a couple times. He is a true patriot and a scholar, working on a new book right now. Mr. Griffin, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Jason. How are you?
I'm very well. So let's just get right into it. It's Bilderberg time. What do you think is going to be on the table in this elitist meeting with 125 people?
Oh, boy, you know, I've never even thought about that, but it doesn't take much of a genius to figure out what they're working on. They've got two agendas. This is all coming to mind as I speak, so I think there are two basic agendas.
Mm-hmm.
One is how to push the final closure on the New World Order as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the other agenda is how to keep people like you and me from messing up their plans.
Well, it's becoming ever increasingly difficult with the Internet and, you know, the widespread popularity of the Patriot movement, especially after Ron Paul's run for the presidency.
Yes, it's getting difficult. Of course, they've anticipated that. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that there would be opposition. I don't think in the long range they really anticipated how much impact the Internet would have in being able to give people a means of running around the major controlled media. But they certainly have the picture now, which is, I think, why they're almost at a frenzy speed to control the Internet and to turn it over to international monitoring and international control at the UN because they want to prevent political dissent. They want to prevent distribution of information and facts, and they want to do it, of course, in the name of protecting the people. So they'll always be talking about stopping pornography or terrorism or crime or something like that. So the people will say, oh, good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. But meanwhile, their real motive, we know, is just to get control over the flow of information so that they can control the Internet just the way they now control radio and television and print media.
Absolutely. And they love to pose as our saviors when they are anything but our saviors. They are working towards eroding our sovereignty, destroying our economy, and bringing us into a North American Union so that they can get their new world order. And this is really their term for it. Mr. Griffin, I mean, we have people like George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Blair, Gordon Brown, Henry Kissinger, all on tape using this, I guess, ambiguous term for global governance.
Well, it is an ambiguous term, and of course, they're masters at using words so that they sound good, and people don't really know what they mean, but as long as they sound good and give you that nice feeling inside, they accomplish their mission. There's been quite a science built up in the last 5 or 6 decades since the introduction of psychology as a social science, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
People have been perfecting means by which they can create impressions using words, not as a means of communication, but as a means of obfuscation and as a means of bewildering and confusing people rather than informing people. And they're quite good at that now. It's a new science, and you have to admire the skill with which they apply that science. And, of course, the average person who's not aware that he's the target of that is pretty easily influenced. He's like putty in their hands. So, that's what's going on right now. It's control for the mind. And as your show says, it's an info war. That's really what it is, because people are computers. Our minds are like computers. The smarter we are, more high-powered the computer is, which means the more easily it can be programmed with garbage. Computers are not inherently smart. They're inherently fast, perhaps, or inherently complex and can do all kinds of things. But if you put false information, false data into a computer, it's going to come up with false solutions. In the same way with the human mind, if you put false data, false news, false information into the human mind, you can program the human mind just like you can program a computer. And, of course, that's what I was talking about a moment ago. That's the science of mind control. It's far advanced today.
Yeah, it is very far advanced. And, there's a guy out there. His name is Darren Brown, and he's big over in the UK, but he really exposes how fragile the human mind really is and how easily we really are influenced through subliminals and other techniques. And I recently watched this National Geographic special on U.S. mind control, and of course they admit to MKUltra. They even bring up Sirhan Sirhan as a possible Manchurian candidate. But overall, at the end, of course, they say, well, they haven't done this in years, and it wasn't really useful, and they weren't able to program everybody, so it's time to go back to sleep. Why don't you speak to that?
Well, naturally, if people are catching on to something that you want to hide, and the facts are out there in the open, you cannot deny it forever. So the next best move is say, oh, yeah, well, it's true. Hey, absolutely, it's true. And isn't it terrible? I agree with you. It's terrible, and I'm glad they put an end to it.
and stop asking questions.
Yeah. But, this whole issue of mind control came up, and at least in my mind, during the commercial, before you introduced me to the show, we heard Alex talking about the New World Order, and then you mentioned it again because it was George Bush Sr. that introduced the phrase into popular usage.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought up the issue of how nice that sounds, the New World Order. And even global government or world government may sound pretty nice to people. And I think it's time to stop fighting it on the basis of global government, because you might say, well, what is wrong with world government? And the answer really, well, nothing is wrong with world government until you decide what kind of world government we're talking about. If it was a world government based on the principles of Freedom Force, for example, with individual liberty and freedom and respect for everybody's culture and the use of non-coercion in social activities and political activities, it might be a pretty good world to live in. believe me, folks, this is not the kind of world government that these guys are talking about. The model they're using is not the model of freedom force. They're using the model of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. They're using the collectivist model of total control over the lives of every human being. So the issue is not really whether it's global government or not, or national government. The issue is what kind of government. And I wish more people would start talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if we retain our sovereignty and stay out of global government, we can still be in pretty deep trouble if we adopt the philosophy of collectivism as we have done right here in our nation.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I mean, our Constitution and Bill of Rights are virtually gone. We barely have a First Amendment. Now that, you know, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and parts of 3 have been signed into law, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which got rid of habeas corpus effectively for you and me, and now, you know, we don't even have the rights to face our accusers. It doesn't seem like we have a government that is just a government for and by the people as it was originally designed, a government with three branches that ran checks and balances on one another. It seems like anything that they don't want you to know about can now just be said, national security, can't talk about it.
That's right. So it's all over. The system of government that we had, as beautiful as it was and as much as we cherished it and defended it, it's been pretty well whittled away today, and it's time for people to wake up to that fact. And even having woken up, having awakened to it, then they have to deal with the question, what are we going to do about it? You know, just being informed is not enough. And so words, we're back to words. They can be used to communicate or they can be used to obfuscate and
manipulate. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? I am seeing people step up. For instance, you know, Alex went out to the Bilderberg meeting in 2006. There were about 15 people out there that knew what was going on, that were by Alex's side, that realized that these globalists don't have their best interests at heart. Well, the report today is between 1 and 200 people outside of Chantilly, Virginia, outside of the Marriott, protesting. Even the police seem to know what's going on. They're getting orders from the FBI and Secret Service to move these people. But the police are standing up for the protesters and saying, look, they have a First Amendment right. They're on a public sidewalk. You're going to have to leave them alone, which is very encouraging to me.
That is very encouraging. I'm surprised to hear it, but boy, that's good news, yes.
It's amazing news, and I know that we have it in us to step up and defeat this system. I remember you were on the show not so long ago, and you were talking about how in times of great peril, things are often switched. They don't usually get what they want, especially tyrannical governments. A lot of time at the darkest hour, we are able to turn this around, and I hope we can do that. I hope that we're waking up the masses. I hope that people are taking it upon themselves to write stories, start blogs, copy videos, spread, you know, G. Edward Griffin's books. I mean, The Creature from Jekyll Island is just an amazing account about how our economy truly works now.
Well, you're certainly on target there, I think, Jason. We can have all these wonderful plans of what should be done, what must be done, and all these essays that we write about, you know, this is how we're going to solve the problem. But unless we got the manpower,
mm-hmm.
unless we have the American people well enough informed that they understand what we're talking about and therefore support these reforms, then we're just wasting our time. So as much as we'd like to say, you know, it's no longer time for education, let's get busy and solve these problems, we still have a big educational job ahead of us because it's almost like guerrilla warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guerrillas can never succeed unless they have the support of the general population. So that's pretty much where we stand today. We've got to awaken our fellow citizens to the reality, and we need their support, even if they're not going to do much about it. We need them to understand what it is we're talking about and support us when we bring about the reforms.
Absolutely, and you helped support us this weekend when we did the InfoWars money bomb. We made over $200,000. We left it open until tomorrow, folks, and we're going to give out the grand total to start a new television show, a new network, hopefully on Dish TV, where we do an hour-long show, you know, like a 60 Minutes, like a 2020, without the spin, with the real story, with the true grit, the reality that the American people need to see. They need to understand just because Obama is a great speaker and his logo is change you can vote for, doesn't mean there's going to be any real change. The man behind the man is Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, Trilateral Commission, CFR, top-level globalist. Why don't you speak to that?
Well, that's what we were just talking about before, how words can be used to obfuscate. change, well, that's wonderful, I suppose, but what change? Nobody's talking about what the change is. The change only is in the change of the name, the change of the candidate. You know, replace Bush with Obama, I suppose. That's change. Well, it is in a way. But when you get down to the nitty-gritties of the policies that they support, you're quite right. They're part of the CFR agenda. They're totally locked into it. And so nothing is really going to change at a fundamental level. Wow, isn't it time that the American people pick up on this? You know, it's like, I'm not a tennis player, but I understand that tennis players, if they're up against an opponent, they better study their opponent's serve very carefully so they don't fall for it time and time and time again. And yet the American voters are falling for the same serve, the same sliced serve, every 2 or every 4 years. And I don't know how they expect to win the game. They're not going to unless they wake up to the tricks of their opponent.
Well, that's why the Internet is so powerful. And I think that some of these YouTube videos that only have, you know, 2 or 15,000 hits need 2 or 15 million hits, especially the ones where Bill Clinton recently admits that he indeed did attend the Bilderberg Conference when he was out in Europe. He denies that he was there to set up a North American Union or even discuss any U.S. policy at all. He said, well, I was there. And I talked to some Europeans about what was going to happen in Russia. And then I played a clip earlier of the Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth asking Hillary Clinton if she attended the conference in 2006. And she's like, what conference? I don't even know what it is. And then they say, well, your husband attended. And she kind of nods. Oh, I really can't tell you. I just don't know. All right, thanks. And We Are Change just confronted both of them. I could only play half the clip because, you know, these rabid Clinton supporters start to get violent. They start to curse at him. They start to grab the camera. But when they ask Bill Clinton, you know, why doesn't the media cover Bilderberg? He says, I don't know. I haven't been there in 15 years. Well, I think he went in 99, so it was a little sooner than 15 years ago. And he knows damn well why the media is not outside reporting on it. It's because they're on the inside helping the agenda.
Yeah, that's right. They're very much a part of the mechanism. So, but it's encouraging to see that gradually, ever so gradually, like water slowly coming up inside the well. The water level is rising. The level of understanding is rising. I wish it would come up a little faster, but heck, it's coming up, and that's what's important.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have to keep informing people. We have to spread the message. And, again, G. Edward Griffin's books are top-notch, folks. Now, you're working on a new book. I've talked to you about a little bit about this. Why don't you tell the audience about your new project?
Well, it's embarrassing in a way because I've been working on it now technically ever since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days after 9/11, I decided, oh, I've got to pull together this topic and produce a book. And I thought I would do it in about, maybe a year and a half. And I'm still struggling along on it because not that I'm failing to get the information down on paper so much as that I'm crowded with other things that take up my day. But anyway, I'm still working on it, and I'm going to say it's probably about 65 to 70% done. And the title of it, the tentative title, is The Freedom Manifesto. That was the title I jotted down a couple of days after 9/11. And I still think it's a good title, but now we see that Congressman Paul's book uses the word manifesto, so I may not stick with that title.
But did you ever think in America we were going to have a New York Times number one best-selling book with manifesto in the title? Which isn't fiction.
No,
you know, maybe a fiction book, but not something written by a congressman who, you know, raised more money than anybody else in the Republican candidacy for president.
Yeah, not by anybody that's speaking the truth, that's for sure. But there it is. And so it just proves that miracles can happen.
Absolutely. But look at the media blackout on that. I mean, anybody with a number one bestseller on the New York Times list is on Oprah. They're on every night talk show. They've got a dedicated hour on Larry King Live. But we haven't seen that with Mr. Paul. We've seen some sparse media appearances where he seems to be attacked, even though he's a best-selling author.
Yeah. Well, it just proves what we've been saying about the bias in the media. And but anyway, that's wonderful news. And as far as my own book is concerned, it is going to be quite different than Paul's book. Paul is focusing correctly, I think, focusing on political issues and themes which are of particular interest to the people who are kind of new to the movement, want to know how to vote and what's going on in the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine, you know how I do things. I can't start with today. I've got to get a run on it, and so I go back in history.
You like to peel back the layers.
I have to go back, peel back the layers, dig down to the roots, and because otherwise I don't think you can understand today if you don't really understand yesterday. It's a continuity, you know, and you certainly won't understand tomorrow if you don't see where today came from. So
well,
anyway,
if you don't know their past, they're doomed to repeat it in the future. We have one more segment with G. Edward Griffin. After this, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
All right, folks, it's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I just want to remind everybody out there, if you missed any of this four-hour broadcast, and it was a powerful four-hour broadcast with Rob Jacobson, Alex Jones, and Luke Rudowski all calling in from Bilderberg, you can go to Infowars.com, and the refeed starts in about 6 minutes. That's Infowars.com. If you want to get at me, MySpace.com/Jason Burmes. We're on the line with G. Edward Griffin, an accomplished author and speaker. And before you go, Mr. Griffin, I'd like to get your take on Iran. In the last couple of days, I've been doing a lot of interviews. I talked to Daniel Estulon. He thinks that Iran is off the table. He feels like the European sect of this elite doesn't want to go in there. I'm of a little bit different opinion. I really feel like they want Iran, that could be their crowning jewel in the Middle East, until they take over Saudi Arabia and really build this new Eurasian Union. What do you think?
Well, I had to start off by saying I'm certainly not a Middle East expert, and I haven't really studied that part of the puzzle as deeply as I have other parts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have to agree with you, Jason, that it looks to me like for many, many years, if not decades, the master planning for this has gone back many, many years. And it looks to me like they've always wanted to have that military dominance in the Middle East. They wanted Iran. And it just seems to be that the people who are running the show, now we're not talking about the average American, we're talking about the CFR people and the people that pretty are making the decisions. They want that, and they keep talking about it, and they keep trying to stimulate some kind of a international incident to justify our attack, make it look like it was retaliation and so forth. So I see no reason to believe that the people making the decisions have backed off at all.
I'm with you on that, and you know what really scared me probably like 4 or 5 months ago when I saw this supposed speedboat, Iranian speedboat alongside a U.S. Navy craft, and they were reporting, oh, these guys were threatening to blow it up and this and that. I saw it all over the media, and they were speaking in English. And I remember I was over at my buddy's house watching this live, and I go, you watch. I go, 3 or 4 days from now, it's going to come out that whole thing was staged and it was totally fake, and sure enough, it did. And it looked to me, again, like they were trying to provocate another Gulf of Tonkin-type incident.
Yes, it's very clear. So I don't know. I also know that these people are flexible. They've always got a plan B and maybe a plan C. So if for some reason their European counterparts decide that they don't want the U.S. in Iran at this time, you know, they might postpone it. They might try something else. But anyway, having said, I don't really consider myself to be an expert and certainly don't have any inside information. But I will answer the question by saying my opinion is that I think they're still determined to go in there.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. We've seen such a brutalization, really, of the U.S. economy, from the housing market going under to the fact that the dollar has been devalued to the point that it's below Canadian currency now, and the fact that we don't seem to be producing anything in this country. We're a nation of consumers and not producers. Where do you see the economy going in the next 6 months?
Well, I'm certainly not you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at a graph. And if you look at the economy as though it were a graph, let's say the value of the dollar, make a graph on it, and it's going down, 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 down. It's been doing that for a long, long time. And so you have to conclude that unless something changes, that line is going to continue to go down.
I have to agree with you there, too. G. Edward Ritten, thank you so much for spending a half an hour with us. This is the Alex Jones
Show. You're very welcome, Jason.
Thank
you.
Very welcome. And remember, if you missed any of it, you can catch the whole thing over again over at Infowars.com. Alex Jones from Bilderberg. The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Thanks for having me. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.